Would you like to hear something wacky and zany?
I love wacky and zany.
Would you like to hear something crazy and fantastic?
I love the fantastic.
What about something spectacularly unbelievable?
Oh, yes.
Well, then maybe you should listen to the Maggot House Show with Bazooka Chicken. Ha ha ha!
Yes, it's us, and we're back, and we're here, and we're sitting in a chair in a studio, and everything's great. I'm having a good time. I'm wearing my shorts. John's got his sandals on. We're both wearing little bobble hats.
My hat is a hat of a soldier, a soldier's hat, an old soldier.
Just an old soldier, a fisherman's brother.
A fisherman's brother. I notice you've got a nicer chair than me.
My chair's especially pink and has a very high back and a little bit that goes right the way over my hair with a kind of see-through bit, and occasionally sucks all my hair up and I get a perm. Ooh. Well, this is our like hour of talking complete and we enjoy it very much.
Can we say
I think we probably already
tone
edited
it down
out
to poo. Word.
Definitely, yes. I'm sure it's been removed by now. I mean, this kind of stuff doesn't go out without being carefully poked around.
I poked it with a stick.
And so, yes, we're here to educate you in the world of complete brilliance and total rubbish. And
somewhere in between.
And all the in-betweens, all the little pebbles that go between that tower and this. So I guess we'd better continue the theme of brilliance now with something else.
Should we have a dig around for something else?
Digging around for something else in the ground. Yeah, I found some.
What kind of animal digs around in the ground for something interesting?
Yeah, I found some stuff in the carpet.
What did you find in the carpet?
It looks like an old raisin.
An old raisin?
Yeah.
Did you eat it? Go, why not?
You never know what you can find.
Live a little.
Foraging.
should we forage for a little music now, shall
it's,
we?
Yeah.
In the carpet.
That's it, yeah.
If you've lost any down there over the years.
Sometimes when I get lost in the house and can't find my way to the kitchen, I forage and I have to eat the little bits that I find.
Oh dear.
Normally. No, it's a bit sad state of affairs, really.
Talking about foraging for music, I actually found a C-sharp in my wardrobe the other day. It was one I'd played a few years back, and it just got lost as I played it. And
I found a diminished seventh the other day in my pocket after my jeans had been in the wash.
Good grief. That's always a good one, though.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah. A little bit diminished.
Nearly as good as finding a tenor.
Nearly. Not quite.
Did you reuse it in anything, or?
I straightened it out a little bit with my hands just on the table.
Yeah. And did you try an iron? Set it on a low setting?
Yeah, I gave it to the bus driver in the end.
Right. Yeah. Bit short of change.
Yeah.
But I haven't got the pound, but will you accept a diminished seventh chord?
Yeah, he gave me a B-flat minor. And change.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, see ya.
But anyway, going back to foraging once again.
Back that to was the
a
forage.
Cheeky little link there to the next song, which is...
It's DJ Rupture, and he's got a song called Mole in the Ground.
Because they dig in the ground, like we were foraging, sort of.
Yeah. You know. I'm not sure they forage.
Do you get the joke?
Marvellous. Jolly hockey sticks. Do you fancy a game on the FIFA game?
Not at all. I don't play games.
Oh, you're not partial to a little bit of soccer ball then, eh?
Never played a game of soccer ball in my life.
Oh, what a shame that is. It's a proper game for proper gentlemen.
I am beyond the proper gentleman into a realm of mega gentlemen called gentlemen.
Gentlemen? Oh, well then you must like a game of tiddlywinks.
I enjoy that very much.
Oh, Tiddlywinks is a most exciting game that can be enjoyed by the whole family. All at one go. We have to wait your turn, though. Yeah. But that's all part of the learning process. You must learn to wait your turn.
A pecking order.
Of course. So the man of the house, the gentleman, goes first.
Comments.
And then everybody else has to fight over wherever you come next in the pecking order.
Because gentleman's is always top, right?
Oh, gentleman is always top. Oh, of course. Oh, yes. And then let the other... The riffraff fight it out for second place. Oh, the top of gentlemanness is winning a game of tiddlywinks whilst sipping a glass of champagne and beating a man to death with your with your other spare hand.
Mm-hmm. It's all going a bit topply wobbly, coming off the top of the screen. I've been done sitting on my porch, strumming my banjo.
You have to be, sir.
Smoking my cigar.
You be talking so much, I can hear my own voice in my own head.
And I can hear your voice in my head, too.
Can you hear this?
I could hear that, yeah.
I couldn't.
And can you hear the vibrations of the water?
Sometimes when I'm lying on the ground, I feel I'm being lifted up by moles, one in my ankles, one in my wrists, one in the middle of my back, and I feel I'm being carried across the field 40 miles an hour.
That's actually true, though. I did see them do that. You were fast asleep the whole time. You didn't even notice those cheeky little moles carrying you 40 miles an hour.
No.
Across the tundra.
No.
Across the plains of Texas.
No, I didn't. And now I don't know where I am.
So we're picking up a song to play these good folks at home.
Yeah. What kind of music do you like?
I've been doing liking my Frank Zappa. Because Frank Zappa is one fine Texas boy.
Whoa, can I ask you a question?
What's that question?
Why does it hurt when I pee?
Why does it hurt when I pee? Why does it hurt when I pee? I don't want no doctor to stick no needle in me. Why does it hurt when I Cacacacas. My bones feel like a pair of maracas.
That was a song about health issues. I mean, do you have any health issues? I've got a bad knee.
I have an issue.
I've got a wound health. From dancing.
A dancing wound?
A dance wound.
River dance?
No.
Ballroom dance?
No.
Tango dance?
Long dancing, short dancing, flat dancing, side dancing, top dancing, hairy dancing, bowling dancing, cricket dancing, gloved dancing.
Ungloved dancing.
Yep.
Shoulder pad dancing.
Shoulder dancing. Hip dancing. Foot dancing. Salad dancing. Slipper dancing.
Nip dancing.
Ham dancing.
Wrist dancing. Knuckle dancing.
Knuckle dancing I do as well.
Bonce dancing.
Bonce dancing.
Coccyx dancing.
Yep.
Shaky coccyx.
Not that one. No.
Not into that one?
No. Which one am I?
Are you, Harry?
The one with the hair. That's the one.
Yes, that I am Harry.
Hello, Harry.
What might your name have been?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think my mate name might have been?
Lawrence Box.
It could be. I know what it is now, but I don't know what it might have been before. Larry, Gary, Barry, Harry.
And following on from Frank Zappa, which it was before.
How do you follow on from Frank Zappa? I think we should follow on from Frank Zappa with another little small bit of Frank Zappa, but not all of Frank Zappa. Just like a earlobe. No smaller, but not much larger, really. Any larger, and I think we're going a bit overboard with the Frank Zappa loving, really.
That's all we need, isn't it? Just a small piece of him. Then we can put him in the pot with all the hair and the dead squirrel and the butchered sparrows. Mix it up with blood. Make sure there's plenty of steam. Wash it all down. And
Mr. Loba Loba. Mr. Fantastic. Baby Fantastic. Mr. Loba Loba LGBTO.
Well, this is Meat Beat Manifesto. Breakbeaty sort of razzmatazzle band, I think you'll find.
Oh, yes, with just a lob of Zappa in there.
Yes, just a tiny weeny bit. See if you can spot it. It's called Hello, Teenage America. Hello.
Hello, Teenage America.
If you find yourself short of a minute, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, yes, you hear anything weird and crazy.
If you've seen anything bizarre and heard some strange things on the YouTube.
If you notice anything that was a bit wild and unusual.
Or you just found something that was really poor on Spotify.
Or something that's magnificently brilliant.
Or just a really naff cover that you did yourself with some pans in the bath.
Then send it to us. We would love to hear it.
Love to hear it.
Anything from exceptionally poor to amazingly brilliant and a little bit different.
If it's a bit different, we want to hear it.
So no please. One Direction. No Justin Bieber. We would not like to hear these things.
No.
No.
No U2.
No Coldplay.
We don't want to hear your Spandau Ballet Collection, but we do want to hear your nan.
Your nan singing black metal whilst you accompany on the banjo. That's the sort of thing that we would love to hear.
Or, in fact, if you've just fallen down a well and accidentally your phone's come on and you started recording your own screaming as you plummet to your doom.
If you are able to send us this before you actually kick the bucket at the bottom of the well, then quick press send and you know that there'll be something left of you for your relatives to enjoy.
And let's face it, who else is going to listen to it if not us?
Bye.
Crikey, Moses. That was Isan with...
Isan.
And who is he, John? I mean, tell me.
Well, Isan is a clever man. He was in a band called Emperor many moons ago.
Moons, you say?
Oh, in a frosty, dark moon.
Was it in a dark wood?
In a dark forest. Not a wood, bigger than a wood. A forest. It was on top of a mountain.
Really?
In a dark corner of the world. And the forest was enchanted.
Oh, an enchanted corner forest. And he was in a band, wasn't he?
He was in a very good band. One of my all-time favourite bands called Emperor from Norway. And they made lovely black metal music.
Well, following up Isan, we've got some Retarded Noise Squad who are unsigned, as far as I know. They're German. We have a little band campsite, which is maggothouse.bandcamp.com. And they sent me a message and said, "We like Meat Feast," which is one of the bands we got on there. "Have a little listen to us." So I did.
I like.
How's your German these days, John?
My German is not so great, but I can talk in a slightly different voice, which sounds like I come from Germany.
Excellent.
And I can say some words like Autobahn.
Anything more?
Not particularly. I could say Schnitzel.
Oh, that's very good. That's two words. The album's called Bananas.
Bananas?
Yeah, it's a German word.
What does bananas mean in German?
Go lie down on the floor.
I thought you said this was a German invented word.
No.
Like Fullstinkschnackel.
No, that is an invented German word.
It is not invented. I'm sure I've heard that word.
Wulstingschnackel.
I have many German friends. They always say this to me. They say, Wulstingschnackel. And I say, "What does this mean? What does this word mean?" And they say, "Oh, you will never know. You will never know because you no speak German." And they all laugh. And they joke and they point their fingers at me. And I laugh with them even though I'm not sure what they're talking about. And I feel slightly insecure. But yes, I'm sure it's a real German word. They would not make up a word and make fun of me like that.
Clearly not. the next band we're going to play is called Damn Right Vent, and they're a Birmingham band.
Damn Right Vent.
Yeah, and it's a kind of, they're ambient kind of electronica outfit with Mr. Craig Earp, and they just finished up playing a gig at the Hare and Hounds a while back, a few weeks ago, and Paradox Festival, which I missed out on. Did you go?
No, I didn't, but I'm interested to know more about this electronic outfit. Well, where can I buy one? I can't wear it.
You can't wear it.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
any phobias?
Oh, I've got a phobia of post-it notes. They terrify the living daylights out of me.
What are the living daylights?
The living daylights are the little lights that live inside your body, but they only work in the day.
Are they dead night lights?
They're like solar powered, but they only work in the sun when the sun is out. My favourite Bond would have to be Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson?
Oh, yes.
Has he ever been Bond, or is he just your preference?
I have a strong bond with Samuel L. Jackson.
Good. Has he ever been James Bond?
He's never been James Bond.
Have you James Bonded him?
I've James Bonded with him. We watched all the James Bond films back to back together.
You must have had two TVs.
Two TVs?
Watching it back to back with Samuel Jackson? I mean, must have been looking in opposite direction.
Obviously, yes, yes, yes.
I've got a sock phobia.
You've got a sock phobia?
Yep, I'm all right with one, but if you put 20 of them right over my face, I freak out totally.
Terrible.
Just start running around like a wild man. The last time it happened, I ran straight into a wall. There's blood everywhere. I got a phobia of blood as well.
So that made things worse.
It did, and a phobia of walls.
Oh, dear.
It was horrendous. And then after I'd bashed my head off the wall with the socks on my head and the blood everywhere, I got a phobia of darkness.
Oh, no. And it doesn't get any darker than when you've got your eyes closed, does it?
Just with the socks over my head, it was darker then.
Oh, yes. Did you have a phobia of sockets as well?
Or just not socks? Not normally.
Because they sound quite similar.
Yeah. It's not a phobia to sock-like words, just the socks themselves.
What is it about socks that disturbs you?
The texture.
The taste?
Yeah, you can be in the room with your socks on, and that's fine. But if I see them, I just freak out. Run.
So as long as you don't see them?
Yeah, it's mainly a viewing sock.
So if they're on your feet, but you can't see them, you're okay with that? Come on, you're okay. It's only a sock. It's not going to hurt you.
So I've just weed all down one leg and across my sock.
Check it. Better lose your legs. Those two snakes. Those two snakes. Your legs. Check it. Your legs. You like to slip and slide. Better lose your feet. You like to slip and slide, but those are feet. Those two snakes, those two snakes, your legs.
I do.
Why are you on the dance floor?
Did you like doing that? Or?
Those two snakes, those crooked snakes. Your legs. Oh, yeah.
Going on there.
Oh, yes.
Some sneaky legs.
Oh, yes, my very sneaky legs. My legs do what they feel like doing. Like sometimes I'm like making a cup of tea and I notice my legs have gone. They've sneaked off. They've sneaked off up the stairs and they're having a shower.
I know everything.
Well, that is incredible. You must be some kind of astronomer, Dormini.
Yeah, I can tell you anything about yourself. Give me your hand, I'll tell you all about you. And you've got a line to the left and like a strong line to the right. And is that just a crease in your kind of crotch area on your hand? Or is that just hatched line in the middle and a big of a line
at the
top?
No, the hatch is like a little pocket. And I keep things in it. Look.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, sorry, that is a pocket.
I just keep me matches in there.
Yeah.
Comes in handy at times.
Let's not bother with this, right? can I have a look in your tea? Pass your mug over.
You're going to read me tea leaves,
aren't
you?
Yeah, we are.
Even though we don't use leaves anymore,
do you want to ask me a question?
Out of a tea bag.
Do you want to ask me a question? Go on, I'll tell you your future.
Okay. What's the square root of 17?
No, about
17?
Your future.
Oh, my future. I thought you just meant a question.
It's not like some maths quiz. I mean, you don't go to the fortune reader and say, what is 19 to the square root of 38 divided by 4, do you?
What colour is me hair?
You're talking about the future. You're talking future hair.
Me future hair? What's me future hair?
Your future hair... None. No, there ain't
any. That's a bit disappointing.
I have got a vision of you looking really round. You've got your tongue out, your eyes are wide, kind of poking out your face. Your eyebrows have dropped a little bit to the sides.
So you've seen me school photos then, have you?
No, that's not how this works. I'm just reading the tea leaves.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Is it a good read? What's me future legs then?
Future legs, snaky legs.
Snaky legs. Yeah. Snaky.
Snaky legs.
Snaky legs. Okay. I've already got sneaky legs.
Drop the E.
Right, okay. So I won't have to keep finding them?
No. They'll probably strangle you in your sleep.
Oh, dear.
If you're unlucky.
That doesn't sound very nice.
That's just the way snakes are.
Are they going to gradually devour my body?
They'll turn inside out, most likely. Start to roll back up your leg like a kind of bad turn up and devour you from the shins to the knees to the groin to the hip, and they'll roll all the way back up over your head and you'll be gone.
Oh, and there'll be nobody, no trace of evidence.
There'll be no one to save you then.
And
it'll be the end of you.
is a meter.
100 pounds of poetry and a romantic set.
She's been invited by a neighbor at a West Indian party.
We're going everywhere, it's taking me for laughing out there.
The older grizzled face is shaking better on her own.
Get to share a lot of shit with my comadre Creole.
Trying to find some word.
She thinks that inside she slowly goes berserk.
She feels several laughing eyes are stabbing her entire body.
She knows that within hours they all will be so sorry.
Close reflections, stupid cups and silly jokes.
The cheap perfume is melting with the smells of booze and smoke.
It makes her really sick, so she's heading for the toilets.
She's barely at the door, she feels her head on her body.
At this point that I shoot John with a dart gun and say goodbye.
No, not again. No.
He gets very upset and we have to sedate him. He doesn't like goodbyes.
And at this point I would like to say,
so it's goodbye from John and from me. We hope you enjoyed this Maggot House show, and join us again next time. If you can't wait, you can get lots more from our website, like the track listing and links to other videos and mega wackiness. So we'll see you again next time. Goodbye. Let's go.